Top of the World, which was the number one song for even the Carpenters. I read that it was first a country hit for Lynn Anderson. Is that correct?
Yeah. Karen and I, and all of us, we really underrated that song and record.
Right.
It was for the Song For You album, which ended up having all sorts of hits from
right.
it. But, you know, we thought it was a pleasant album cut.
Right.
And, you know, and just about everybody agreed with this, the label, and everyone except the public. And,
okay.
You know, immediately we were hearing about it, and then we ran into Lynn Anderson at an event, and she said, this would have been in, October, probably November of 72,
right.
And she said, you know, it's so good to meet you, son, and so forth, and, you know, I've just recorded Top of the World.
Right.
And, oh, that's great, you know. And then I hear the record, and it's a clone of ours. You know,
right, right.
The arrangement's identical.
Right.
And she sings it very well.
Right.
And it became a big country hit. I think it went to number two.
Uh-huh.
And then it started to cross over. And, you know, by now, I'm realizing that, you know, I've made a mistake here. And so, you know, I'm the one who picked out what the singles were going to be
right.
anyway. And, but we were in Vegas at the time. This is still 72.
Right.
And the vice president, I think he later became president, or he may have been president at the time, of A&M, flies into Vegas to meet with us just to talk us out of putting on Top of the World. And because he didn't think it was a hit. He was saying, well, there are too many songs off this album already.
Right, right.
And we said, well, okay. And then, you know, it kept getting covers, and people were doing it on The Tonight Show, and we were getting inundated by letters from fans. It was a number, it was a gold record in Japan.
Right.
And in Holland, and in England.
Right.
And so finally, we're putting this damn thing out. Now, we're into 73, and we're past yesterday once more now. And Karen was never happy with her original lead on Top of the World.
Okay.
So we redid part of it. She redid the lead. And then I changed steel guitarist to Buddy Emmons that had that intro that I sang to him. And then we remixed it. And out it came, and of course it went to number one.
Right.
So, you know.
So how?
Originally, it was my mistake.
How many months passed by since the release of the original album with the original version of Top of the World before you, months later, remixed it and put it out as a single?
It was, A Song For You, the album that originally included, was June of 72.
Right.
And the single came out in the fall of 73.
Right.
So over a year.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Well, it went to number one. So, I mean, that's...
Oh, that was the other thing. We put it in our new show for the summer tour of 72.
Right.
And I remember our first gig was in Houston, large crowd, and Karen said, we're going to do one from our new album called Top of the World, and the audience cheered.
They knew it.
This had never happened before.
Uh-huh.
And right there, I'm thinking, I think maybe I've made a mistake. But it took over a year. But we liked the second. Karen's much happier with her second lead.
And right.
The whole record is better,